international success coach and noted author, Constance Arnold, delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And today, I am so excited and grateful and thankful and appreciative that you made a decision to join me from all over the world. And I just have one thing to say. It's my 14th year anniversary. Yay. Guys, I am so excited because for the next couple of weeks, I am going to be celebrating, that's right, 14 years as the host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. Wow. It's amazing. And next week, the one and only Justin Perry, you guys know who he is. He has the number one self-help YouTube channel, We Are Creators. And he's going to be interviewing me. Oh, I better get my game together. And then I just found out from Jules that I am going to be on the cover of the next Law of Attraction magazine. Yay! So I'm so grateful and so thankful and so grateful to my extended family. That's how I see you. Wow, 14 years ago, I can't even remember how I was even in that vibration. So we're going to be doing some fun things around that. And I was surprised that Jules asked me to be on the cover. And she has something for you if you want to advertise in that magazine that I'm going to tell you about in a few minutes. But today I'm going to be teaching on, you better get ready for this, how your life is a printout of your subconscious programs. OMG, and how to change that. So I'm going to be teaching, but I have a listener who's going to be sharing with you how she changed her whole life, her money, her love, her business, became an author because she reprogrammed her subconscious. I'm excited. Can y'all tell? Well, anyway, visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and let me know how long you've been listening to the show, how this show has changed you, what have been some manifestations in your life, etc. So like I said a few minutes ago, I'm going to be on the cover of the Law of Attraction magazine. And the last person that was on the cover was Jack Canfield. So listen to me. You can imagine the vastness and the number of people who read that digital magazine. So if you own a business, this would be a great opportunity for you to advertise. And so what Jules is doing is she's giving you a gigantic discount. If you have a business, you can get a full page ad for only $100 when it's normally a lot more. And so all you need to put, all you need to do to put in the subject line is 14 year anniversary special, you know, and, I'm excited about that. So this is who you email. Her assistant is Gina, G-I-N-A, at loamedia.com. And just imagine the people that's going to be reading, looking at that, etc. So that's a great opportunity for you. So I think that is it. I'm gonna calm down. You know, sometimes we need to be excited. We need to become exuberant. We need to become just jumping around like a child about all of the great things that are happening in our lives. It's called gratitude. That's what people call it, gratitude. So let's take a deep breath in, everybody. Let it out. Then you better get your notepad out, get your phone out, and because you're going to be taking notes from this show. I'm going to be right back and going to be teaching you possibly why you feel like the law of attraction has not been aligning with your desires and dreams is because your life is a printout of your subconscious programs. I'm going to teach you how to change that.
Are you feeling stuck? Are you ready to live a life beyond your wildest dream? Constance Arnold is a seasoned and experienced professional licensed counselor for 25 years and a certified success life coach and would love to partner with you to create your dreams. She's coached and trained over 10,000 clients on five continents and has a proven track record of success. Constance will assist you in getting a clear vision for your life and develop customized strategies, projects, and action steps to begin manifesting your dream. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com and visit her website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, everybody, I am back and excited about what I'm going to teach today. And I'm going to be teaching about your life is a printout of your subconscious programs. You know, when I put this on social media, everybody starts screaming and saying, yes, yes, yes. So I'm going to show you exhibit A of what happens in your life and how your life is really an outpicturing of your beliefs and why some of you feel like the law of attraction is not working for you. So I'm going to have my exhibit A, Miss Danita Ray, all the way from Arizona, to come in and just share her life. And then I'm going to teach you how you can reprogram your subconscious so that it aligns with your desires or your dreams. Hi, Danita.
Hi, Constance.
Thank you so much for having the courage and the guts to come on and just share your life. And the reason I'm talking about this, Danita, is because so many people are feeling frustrated. You know, they're listening to me, they're doing all of the tools, visualization, imagination, just all kinds of things, writing down their goals, but nothing has happened. But what I'm going to be sharing today is that our life is 95% program. So what do I mean by that? By the time you are 7 years old, you've mostly been programmed. So from that last trimester, which I've never had children, it's trimester, right? I didn't need it from that last trimester to the age of seven, everything you perceive here, whatever is modeled, whatever you experience, you're not aware of it. You're oblivious to it, but it is programming you. So really, children are in the hypnotic, or they're in hypnosis, or in the theta state, which is that state just before we go to sleep. And so, Danita, they say that then from the age of 8 to 12, we are in the alpha state, still in a very relaxed state. That's why you see little kids absorbing like sponges everything. Whatever mama does, that's what she's going to do. Whatever daddy does, etc. So I wanted you to come on and be exhibit A of somebody who has reprogrammed their lives. So tell us about, well, before we get to that, you have been sober for 3 years. Is that correct?
Yeah, 3 years as of January 1st, a little over 3 years.
Amazing. And you
Yes.
started drinking when you were what age?
Probably 12 or 13 is the first time. And there was no, a sip of beer. I think we snuck off with some friends and got drunk around 12 or 13.
Wow. And so tell us what your childhood was like. And I want to show everybody just in real time what was happening in Danita's life and how we make choices and our behavior aligns with what we've been programmed with.
So, my parents were married, both struggled with, I would say, addiction. They were married a very short time. They divorced when I was one, and my father ended up raising us as a single parent. So my mom was an alcoholic and on drugs and kind of got consumed with addiction. And my father as well struggled with alcoholism. I think that's always been in our family, but he took control of that and just as an angry, hardworking man, very resentful from the load he had to carry. So I would say our childhood, my childhood was, surrounded with addiction. I was really looking for love through my father, looking for that validation that I was missing for my mom and my father. And he was busy. I don't think I was able to get that. So I turned elsewhere for love and for healing, and it was alcohol.
Right. And so, see what happened to little Danita when she was 2, 3, 4, 5. Abandonment, mom not there, dad, and we're not blaming any parents. We're responsible for our own lives. Probably searching for love, attention, and affection because daddy was busy raising and working and doing the best that he could. And so how do you think you felt? You did say that you were looking and searching for love. Did you feel abandoned, or did you ever wonder why mom isn't here, or what?
I did, but at the time I didn't know what those feelings were. So I think I felt unworthy. I felt that it was more of something I should be doing correctly, especially I think with my father at that point. My dad was immensely proud of us and loved us dearly, but at the time he was angry and frustrated. And as a kid, it must have been something I was doing. So I wanted the love and I wanted the validation and I wanted to fill that void. From a very young time, very young age, I remember feeling a void, and I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, and so that modeling, that experience created the program. Remember, we have two programs. One in the subconscious operates 90 to 95% of our choices and behaviors. And so your conscious mind is your creative mind. It chooses, it desires. I desire more money. I desire more love. I desire this beautiful home. But what happens is, whatever has happened in the subconscious mind will self-sabotage, put limitations on, create limiting beliefs, say you're not worthy, good enough, you're too old, you can't ever do that. It creates in us a model of having to perform to get love, etc. So when you grew up, how do you feel that that programming really impacted your choices and your behavior?
I think you said it perfectly just now with performing to get love. I thought I could work. I work. I thought I could work hard and be loved. I was a people pleaser throughout my entire life. I ended up marrying very young and with a man who was 20 years my senior. And I would jump through hoops with anyone and everyone to be loved. And I've always considered myself an able-bodied person. I went to school and I would get degrees and I'd work hard and I'd make money. But like I said, the void never was filled. It was just masked. So I had, with the two desires, I had the urge and the desires consciously, and I was striving, but subconsciously, I was still masking everything with self-abandonment, with drinking to numb, with unworthiness issues, even though you couldn't You couldn't see my life. Well, you saw.
I
Most people
saw.
couldn't see my life and
That's
see
why God gave me these big eyes. I saw it. So
it.
the
Yes.
first time I coached with Danita, I think the first or the second time, somebody asked me on Facebook, does a person need counseling or coaching? And I said, as a therapist, I would never coach anyone without counseling and dealing with their stuff. So I think it was around our second interview. And she just said one sentence about drinking. But because I've had training for, and I did 12-step AA codependency group, a little red light went off in my head, ping. And I said to her, do you feel that you are a functioning alcoholic? And with outrage, she said, what did you say?
I was embarrassed because I think I wanted to talk about money or business or maybe my marriage at the time. And when you dug that deep, I don't think at the time I didn't intake, and I told you about my parents and touched lightly on alcoholism like I would normally, but I thought I was so far from that. I was consciously trying to do everything to not be my parents. But there was something there, and I was very embarrassed, and it was very shameful that you saw it. I didn't know how you saw it. So I think I was in denial. I tried to argue with you a little bit, like, no,
You did.
I
You had a
just
little
drink on the weekends.
attitude.
Yeah.
She said, I just drink on the weekend. And then I said, I want you to not drink for a weekend. What did you think when I said that?
I think what I knew, what deep down I knew, is that not drinking just one weekend. I drank to numb pain from my marriage. I drank to get through the stresses, and it helped me, I thought, be in character of who I needed to be with my friends. And it like to consider to think of not drinking for one weekend at that point seemed impossible, even though I was very functioning. I had high schoolers and life was smooth, but it was impossible, I thought. And that's when I knew that you were you were, which I always knew, you were onto something.
Well, and you were not really functioning. You were numbing. So if you're watching or
100%.
listening to this, maybe yours isn't alcohol. Maybe it's being busy. Maybe it's being addicted to your computer or social media. If you're a guy, maybe it's gaming. How many men did I coach just spend hours numbing their feelings? Maybe yours is food. Maybe yours is codependency, but it is that unconscious program that's directing your life. So I saw that in her. And
Yes.
I said, you need to go to a support group. And Lord have mercy, why did I say that? A codependency group. I eased her into it. Why did I say that? Because I knew that she needed to reprogram her identity, reprogram her beliefs about who she is, reprogram her behavior. So what
Yes.
happened when you went to the program?
I think simultaneously, I was going to quit the drinking, and then you urged me to do codependency, which at the time I didn't really see the need. I knew I had some issues in friends and marriage and things of that sort, but I convinced myself that was normal. But what I found out was that the drinking was always just a side effect of, like you said, some programming that was done when I was very young. And these goals I had, I was never going to get there. And I mean, you mentioned something, you're not going to get there from where you're at, Danita. We have to go back. We have to go back and reprogram. And I didn't, I just thought I could work hard, and sweep what I wanted to sweep under the rug and still be happy and achieve goals. But I was not happy. I was just numb. But I did. So I ended up, I got more into the codependency because I think I early on saw that, my people pleasing and my pain and my discomfort is what had me drinking. If it wasn't drinking or food, that was just the side effect. So codependency is what I really jumped into deep. The drinking, I ended up stopped being drinking on New Year's Eve. I think it was 2019, so it's been 3 years, and I never had an urge to drink again. Once I made the decision to changed my mindset and do the work. The alcohol, I've never even desired it. I'll never drink again a day in my life, and I don't desire it or miss it. It was a self, sorry.
Go ahead, go ahead. It was a self what?
I was gonna say it was the self-love, you know, the lacks and the inadequacies that I thought I had or that I needed alcohol for absolutely weren't true at all. That was just a perception that I had that was wrong from as a child. You know, even come to dancing and interacting with friends and living in life, I alcohol, if anything, would shut that down. I would never want to not be clear. So that was the easy part through all this. It was the reprogram, which took the work.
Yeah, and we know that the subconscious mind is impacted, shifted, and are changed. I'm going to talk about that when I give you specific steps with repetition. So week after week, day after day, she was going to group and studying, and her consciousness shifted and changed. So how can she so radically proclaim, "I'll never go back to drinking"? The first time I heard her say that, I knew that her programming had been changed, her beliefs, her desires, her self-concept, her self-esteem. So once your consciousness has expanded, you cannot go back.
No, I like you said, once the self-love and I started reprogramming my thoughts, I was looking for you know, a small change and I wanted to see a big result, but it's more of a compound and a snowball effect when it comes to this. And but once you get that momentum going, and it still shocks me because I came to you for business and then the next thing you know, I was living a sober lifestyle. And then, you know, after being clean and sober and in my feelings, I wanted a divorce immediately, you know, a peaceful divorce. There was no anger towards my ex-husband. I just knew that we will never be on the same page, and we were never on the same page to begin with. And so I set us free from that. You know, finances tripled. I mean, these are things that happened over the past few years that I could not have put in the work enough or consciously. I couldn't have mapped that out if I tried to. All I did was get out of my way, and it wasn't even the liquor, it was the programming, and everything else was a side effect of it. So yeah, my life
That's
is
so
pretty
good.
unbelievable now.
So when Danita called me, so people asked me, "How long is this going to take?" I said, "Well, it's a process. But the law of attraction is always working. Whenever you shift your programming, what you think, what you believe, your paradigm, your who you see that you are now, your self-perception, your behaviors, and your choices are going to change." And so when you call me and say, "Constance, I'm divorcing my husband," I'm like, this young lady has really changed. And you made that decision because
I can't re it just flowed. It just flowed. Everything flowed. It was the uncomfortableness of being sober and being in that marriage, which I didn't know I was numbing. I couldn't numb it anymore. And so there were these, I just went with the flow of feeling good, and it and everything unfolded. Because I was that person. I remember saying, "Constance, so how long is this going to take again?" Not realizing that law of attraction has always, the laws have always been in place, and what I was living was the manifestation of these thoughts. I don't know why that didn't click for so long. But when my mindset changed, everything changed, and it started maybe slow, but it sped up quick, and it's been going ever since. So, yeah.
It's amazing. And so now your life is, and then I called her a couple of months later for another session, and she said, "Constance, I'm buying a house." And I'm like, where did that come from? Where did that confidence and that decision-making ability come from? Because before, what was your thinking? But after the reprogramming around getting a house.
It was, you know, I think that codependency piece. I was raised by a single father and marrying older. I didn't think I was even capable. You know, I would never have dreamt of buying property on my own, even though I deep down knew I probably could have financially. it wasn't something I would even have attempted. I wasn't even confident enough to have attempted it. But like I said, once the shift happened slowly, and then the momentum picked up, it was just the natural step. I wanted to end a toxic relationship, and I wanted to keep my kids in the same school district, and opportunities opened up. And I just like to tell that quick story. When I bought this house, I put an offer on this house without even seeing it because the market was so crazy at the time. And I believe the lady had 30 offers, some going above asking price, and she selected me. She chose me because she wanted a woman there to raise her kids in that home. And just little miracles that came through for me that, like I said, that were out of my hands. But everything worked smoothly. And like I said, my physical life has changed, my relationships have changed, and just my happiness has changed indescribably.
So, but you chose you. Once you
I
chose,
chose me.
I ask people to say, will you accept the nomination of your greatness? Will you
Oh, I love
accept the
that.
nomination that you're worthy? Will you accept the nomination that you are deserving? Once you do that and you reprogram, God's favor will go before you. And that woman chose you over 30 other people. There was something vibrating from you.
You said that to me, like I said, and until I can see that worth, and until I can choose me and truly love me, these goals that I had, they were never going to come into fruition because there was not enough work I could do. There, buying this house, I would never have had the money to be the top bid offer, but I didn't need to. I just needed to be in alignment and choose me
Oh,
and
it's
love me
powerful.
and everything, down to my kids and my relationship with my children. Everything has shifted because I think when you love yourself, everyone around you is either going to get on board or they're going to fall off. And you told me my relationships were going to change, my friendships have changed, and most have left, and new ones have formed, and it's been perfect.
So what is your life like now? So every time I see you on social media, you climbing mountains, you hiking 17, 20 miles on Saturday. I'm like, let me up my little 5 mile game. I got to do better, sir, coach.
I am living a life. I have a son who's going off to college soon this fall. My children are happy and active, and I'm a homeowner. I've opened up my own business here recently. Published author. Like, work is going good. I hike, where I'm in an extreme hiking group, and we just did the hike the Grand Canyon, which almost was 20 miles. And I'm happy. My relationships have changed. Who I attract has changed. The
It has
quality
to.
of men, I can't even get on board with the rhetoric of there's not good people out there, because I just attract amazing people in my life. And so life is good. It was not something that I even thought I needed to change. Like I said, it brings me back to when I first found you. I just wanted some business tips.
I'm crying, y'all, if you're looking at this, because this is just exhibit A of somebody who went inside. Remember, your life is a blueprint or an outpicturing of your reprogramming. Change the program. If I get up every day and say, well, I want to listen to Beyonce, but I keep pushing the button for Alicia Keys. They're saying, I'm going to keep listening to Alicia Keys because I haven't changed the program. They say that 90 to 95% of what we think all day are the same thoughts and feelings and emotions. But Denita changed that. And so you're happy now.
I am, and it's unconditional. I could not have changed my ex-husband. I can't change people. I can't change circumstances. And like you said, the only thing I can do is wake up every day and make the choice to be happy. And I think what helped me along the journey is there were some days and some things I just could not be happy about. It was too big of a leap for me, but at least what I did do was stop rerunning the same program, And I was funny, when I first got divorced, I was really into a radio host out there in Atlanta who just
I
was
remember
negative
them.
with, yeah, negative with women and relationships. And I swore I was never going to remarry. I'm too old. I'm divorced. And like I said, even just shutting that off, I wasn't able to make the leap of being happy then quite yet, but you were like, Danita, at least just turn that off, you know, at least slow down the negative programming. And I did, and it works. It works.
And I told her sometimes subconsciously, because our subconscious, you can't trick it. But I said, just your next best feeling. Maybe you are feeling weird and in a place of uncertainty. Well, but what's the next best happy feeling? Remember that during our coaching session that you can begin to take. And her subconscious said, okay, you can begin to feel a little joy. And so when she called me about the guy who was, you were allowing something outside of you, this radio host, define you.
Yes.
And so, do you feel like you have defined who you are, what you deserve, what you can be, do, and have?
I do. And like you said, if it wasn't that radio host, it was a past relationship. It was, I think I have it in me. If I don't wake up and consciously, you know, meditate and stay on board, I can let outside individuals or circumstances define me. And we know the path that that takes us on. And so I do. It's something that it's going to evolve with me throughout my life, but it gets better and better. And I love myself, and I'm able to catch it early. I feel it quicker. If something's off, if I'm not honoring myself, I feel it immediately, and I catch it immediately.
So are people amazed about you and your not only sobriety, but your new mindset and your new way of thinking and being?
Yeah, they just don't recognize me, but they can't pinpoint it. They're like, "What is different with you?" I'm like, "I don't know. I'm happy." You know, I don't know. They do. And that, like you said, the words don't teach. And these are things I've known before, but for some reason, when we met a few years ago, it clicked. And so the only thing I can wish to do for people is to just have them see me and know that it's possible. Just like I saw you. And I saw happiness in people that I've read it all in books, and I've had people to, something had to click, and it did.
Well,
So.
you know, I often tell people who are thinking about coaching with me, a coach can see your blind spots. I saw that immediately in her. She was trying to hide it every time we got on camera. She was looking all cute. And I'm like, oh no, oh no. And I saw that in her. And I saw who she was, who she could
Love that.
become. And I held that place for you. And I felt like that during our sessions, I designed steps. We did strategies, do one, two, three, four, because I saw who she could become, which is who she is now.
I love that, Constance. And I felt seen. And like you said, I can put on the role like anyone else. And I had the perfect family, and I had the perfect life, and you saw through that. And at first it terrified me and it embarrassed me. And then I can't express how good it felt to be seen and to take that load off and to make the changes. And now I feel so authentic. I feel like you asked me
That's a
if I would
great
be open
word.
to discussing sobriety. I'm like, I will scream it on the top of the roof because I'm proud. I'm proud. I love. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
Well, there is no shame. There was no shame with her. There was only love. There was only what I saw in her, because we were never created by God to carry the weight, the weightiness of all of that unresolved stuff that is really holding us back. It's not God. It ain't the devil. It's your programming. And so, wow, you've already taught my show. We can just drop the mic right now. Anything, any last words you want to share with people?
No, you said it best. It was getting out of my way. You know, I were doers, were fixers, and all I had to do and fix was my perception and how I saw myself. and everything else came, it just fell into place. And I thought I had to know the when, the hows, the I didn't. Like I said, with the house example, there's no way I could have thought that through and put the pieces together, and I didn't have to. And that is, you talk about take a load off your shoulders, and I just have to love myself and be in alignment with God and light, and this is what happens. It's amazing.
And it was a process. It took time, it took effort, it took money. If, well, how long is this going to take? Well, you're living. So why not begin to change the program so that when you do use that 5%, that conscious mind, which is your creative mind, and you say, I want a house, I'm an author, I want love. We don't have time for love, to get into her love, but she knows who she is. I want to be physically in shape. So she had reprogrammed herself with self-love, self-worth, I'm deserving, I'm loving. So when your subconscious and your conscious mind come together, you're a
Incredible.
powerhouse. You're talking about the law of attraction working. It's called heartfelt coherency. They come into agreement. Even the Bible says if any two shall agree is touching anything, we always took that as if me and Danita come into agreement, and that's true. But when your mind, when your subconscious mind and your conscious mind come into agreement, you're unstoppable.
And I feel invincible. You know, before a spat with my ex-husband or an issue at the job or issues with you, those would rock my whole day and lead me to numbing myself and lead. And now, you know, like you said, once you have that connection, you feel semi-invincible because you remember what you can come home to and you remember the love that runs through you, and it just, that can't be taken from me anymore. So.
Wow. Everybody, we're going to, Danita, thank you so much. I'm just so
Thank
happy
you.
for you, so proud of you. It made me cry during the interview.
Thank
And
you,
we're just
Constance.
going to take a deep breath, and once we do, I'm going to be right back and give you the steps that you can take so that you can create your own dark room blueprint and start living the life that you deserve. So we're taking a deep breath, everybody. Let's go in, let it out. Was that, wow, interview with Danita powerful or what? Wow, Exhibit A. So I'm going to talk to you how you can reprogram your subconscious. And you guys know I really like to break it down so that your life can be a blueprint. Y'all can see my dog if you're watching this. That your life can be a blueprint of your subconscious programs. Because it's not up to God. God has given you the authority and the ability to choose. So, as I was talking to Danita, remember I said your conscious mind is known as the creative mind. It decides, it has dreams, desires, and wishes, but your subconscious is known as the habit mind. Or the hypnotic mind. It responds to habits and repetition over and over again. So, isn't it wonderful that God gave us this wonderful mind so that we can reprogram it for whatever we desire, whatever we want to manifest in our lives? So just a little bit about that subconscious mind. We know it controls 95%. It controls and directs your life, your day, and you don't even know it. So I got some things written down here. It doesn't know the difference between a lie and the truth. It's always in the present state. It records every doggone thing, every feeling, every emotion, every Every mindset, every mood, it takes literally everything true. If you say, well, I'm stupid, I can't ever do anything right. Okay, it's going to activate itself if you continually say that to give it to you over and over again. It responds to your emotions and images. That's why in the hypnotic state, you can see children just sitting in the middle of the floor saying, talking to their dolls, or with a train playing, the little boys playing, like they're driving a car. Why? Because they are in the hypnotic state. I think it's miraculous how God has structured us. And what else? It is a database of all of your life. It is the seat of your emotions. It responds to emotion and images. That's why you hear people say, just before you go to bed, that's when you begin to imagine what you desire. And it responds to present tense, I am. And you've heard me say, you are manifesting through your own I amness. I am is now. And so people say to me, oh, let me go back. I am is, I am beautiful. I am abundant. I am prosperous. I am deserving. I am worthy, etc. So whatever your continual I amness is, and what do I mean? Whatever you believe down in your core, remember I said it's called heartfelt coherence when your conscious mind, which is a creative mind, and your subconscious mind comes together, or when you think it in your head, but you do it over and over and over again. You repeat it until you say, this is who I am. This is what I have. No matter what my childhood was like, no matter if my ex-husband or wife did leave me, no matter if I felt like a failure and lost my business. I had one client and I was coaching her, and she was so focused in on how she had lost her business. She never focused on, I was in business for 6 years, trained so many people. So in her subconscious mind, she was a failure. All right. So had she shifted that program to, I am successful, I'm just learning and growing. So that's a little bit about our subconscious mind, limiting beliefs. You already know how they are formed. You know, I told you earlier about the programming of that. And here are just some limiting beliefs. I don't know what yours are, but I'm going to tell you how to really identify them. I'm too shy. I'm too old. I'm too young. I'm not good enough. I'm not educated. I'm not deserving. You know, I'm too fat. Who I am is not enough. See, who I that whole worthiness thing. I'm not lovable. I'm not adorable. I'm not worthy. I'm not deserving. That was one. Who I am right now, just like I am, at the weight that I am, in the state that I am. It is really your I amness. What are some other limiting beliefs? You have to have an education. You got to work hard to get money. Good things happen to other folks, etc. So you know the deal. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that. So, how do you determine what your stuff is, or how do you determine what your limiting beliefs are? Because we know the law of attraction is always working. So if you say, I want to make 100K, but then the other 24 hours, you're worried, you're like, I'm not deserving. How's that going to happen? Everybody else can do it because it's your feelings, your moods. Remember when you were a child, whatever you experienced, whatever you felt, it's your moods, it's what you heard over and over again. That is what is going to dominate your life. And you know, guys, I believe I have a secret. to how we can really do this. And I didn't come up with it, but remember with Danita that I said that we're in the hypnotic state from the age of 0 to 7. So what scientists are telling us is that if we want to change any belief, any mindset, any way of thinking, that it works really more effectively when we are in the theta or the alpha state. Remember, I said that we're in the theta state as children from the last trimester to 7, and then we're in the alpha state. So how can you tell where what's going on with you and what needs to be reprogrammed? What are your struggles? Do you always struggle with money? Do you always struggle with relationships? Do you choose people that need fixing, who are not emotionally available? Do you choose jobs and then quit them? Do you say yes to everything and no to yourself? Do you choose jobs that are beneath you? Do you start a project and then you stop it? Do you own every job that you work on? Is it always the supervisor? Are you the one that always does all of the giving? Are you the one that has all the answers? Do you say yes to other folks and no to yourself? Do you spend money as soon as you get it? So the areas where you are struggling will be the area that you need to shift and change. And this is all we're going to do, folks. Let me say that it is a process. It's going to take repetition and consistency. All I want you to do is to write down, let's just say money. We'll use money. Write down the area that you're struggling in. And I would write down what are my beliefs that I'm not educated. So is it really true that you have to be educated to really become wealthy? Well, now look at all the folk that walked away from school. Look at all the millionaires and billionaires. So you're going to write down what your old belief is, and then you're going to write down what is your new empowering belief. I am smart and I have the ability to start a multi-million-dollar business, or I am smart and I have the ability to gain promotion, or money comes to me easily and effortlessly. So we know that when we are in the beta state. What's the beta state? That conscious mind. That's why affirmations, unless they are heartfelt, do not work. I mean, it's good, it's great, but many times the affirmation is in your head, but it never gets down in your heart or your subconscious. So at night or during the day, all you need to do for 5 to 10 minutes is get into that hypnotic state. Go on YouTube, listen to some theta music, the brain binaural beats music that puts you in that theta state, and then begin to think and feel. And I say to myself, just there's unlimited abundance in the universe, and abundance is my birthright. You think it and you feel it. But you're in the theta state. You're almost drifting to sleep. What are you doing? You're reprogramming your subconscious mind. We know it's the habitual mind. It responds to repetition, emotion, and being in the theta state. And so you do it 5 to 10 minutes, and then you do it again the next day, and then you do it again the next day, just like Danita did. So you do it over and over. You begin to love yourself. She reprogrammed herself by attending consistent 12 step and codependency meetings. So the first time I said, I'm going to make $100,000. My hands started shaking the first time I wrote it down. My subconscious mind said, how are you going to do that? You can detach from the how. You don't have to know how your job is. Just like going to the gym, which I did this morning. You go in, you may not see any change, but you're doing the inner work. So what happens is, over time, your subconscious mind begins to adopt, replace those old negative beliefs. I am worthy to receive love. I am deserving. I am lovable. I am a catch. All things are possible when you begin to reprogram your mind in that theta state. We've been trying to do it. Well, I'm watching Constance. That's your beta state. That's good. I'm reading a book. That's really good. But you know what happens? I tell people, listen to my show, take notes, but then meditate on them. What is meditation? Pondering the same thing over and over in your mind. You might start pondering on, there are unlimited possibilities existing in the earth today, and all I need to do is focus in on them and say, this is who I am. This is what I have. This is what I could have, be, and do. And begin to feel it and see it, replacing it with that new empowering belief. See yourself already happy, like Danita is. You see, as a coach, that's why some of y'all need to call me for a discovery call. As a coach, I saw her like she would be today. I saw the potential, but you have to see yourself already having, being, and doing. And I tell people, you may do it at night, but then during the day, you got to really monitor your thinking and your self-talk. Like, how's that ever going to happen? That's not going to ever happen to me. Take 10 minutes. Hey, go somewhere in your car. If you're at work, sit in your car. Just take, some breaths in just to get relaxed and begin seeing yourself already having and being and doing what you desire. Also, sometimes I will record my affirmations or my new truth. I have all the wisdom of God that I need for this day. Thank you, Father. Remember, Danita talked about being grateful. I have all the wisdom and knowledge that I need for this day. Thank you, Father. So you are really imprinting that new belief. You're transforming. The Bible says, be ye renewed by the transforming of your mind, of your subconscious mind. So you are renewing, you're feeling it, you're seeing it. And then I might say, thank you for my, I'm getting a new car. Thank you for my brand new black on black Mercedes. Thank you, Father. I'm so grateful. Thank you for a great price. Thank you for the right contact. Thank you for the right deal. How many of y'all felt that? And so that's what you do. You feel yourself. So you do that day in and day out. You're in that hypnotic, meditative repetition, reprogramming your subconscious. Now, in Joshua 1:6 in the Bible, it says, meditate in the word day and night. So powerful. It says, and then you shall see. Because when you meditate in a new truth, meditate in truth, meditate in who you are, what you can be, do, and have, you're going to begin to see something like, wow, I can get a new house. And then it says something profound. And then you will make your way prosperous. It don't say God will make your way prosperous. You will make your way prosperous by your new belief. So just some things I say every day in the theta state. I am one with God and one with all that is. I'm one with God and not separate from God. I'm one with God, not separate from God, and I'm one with all things. I also say God has already given me all things that pertain to life and godliness. And then you'll hear me say, there are unlimited possibilities available to me today, and I open myself to receive. Thank you, Father. So you guys get it. That's how you reprogram your subconscious. This might be one of the most powerful shows that I've taught, because I think it really explains why things may not have been working for you, what your conscious mind you really desired, but with your subconscious always wins. So if you're really looking for a coach, somebody who can see your blind spots, somebody who is a professional therapist for 30 years, but also a law of attraction coach and a law of a success coach. And I want to say somebody who's living the life. I'm not teaching you theory. Everything is not perfect in my life. I know the roadblocks. I know for years why things were not working for me. I coach clients on five continents. I'm about getting results. Wow. I would love to do a discovery call with you. Let's make that happen. Email me, Constance at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Share this on your social media platform. Share this with your friends and your coworkers, because people are really struggling in this area. Wow, it's been an honor. Guess what, guys? Next week, Justin Perry is going to be interviewing me. OMG, I'm going to change positions because my 14th year anniversary is coming up. And we know Justin Perry has the number one self-help YouTube channel for years. So he's going to be asking me questions, whatever he wants to. So I'm looking forward to it. And you guys make a decision to have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.